Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Certainly not what we saw last Friday in person, watching Etchewood play a near 40 minutes of solid basketball, dismantling Indian Creek. A next stop was Sullivan last night, and the Mustangs of J.B. Neal, they just couldn't extend a fourth quarter lead of 11 with about 6.5 minutes to go, and bah humbug, huh? The Golden Arrows rallied to force overtime and ended up winning the doggone game 78-69. Edgewood tried to make things happen, and they did against Indian Creek when we saw them, as the Braves knocked it to 8 the other night in the third quarter when they played out in Ellisville, only for the Mustangs to blow it open with great basketball in the fourth quarter to win by 21. But last night, a whole different story. Sullivan hit Edgewood with 29 in the fourth quarter to knot things. Compliments of 8 fourth quarter turnovers by Edgewood, and sealed it with a 9-0 run to close the Mustangs out in overtime to win it going away, winning by 78-69. Breakdowns costly and very contagious late in regulation, and that allowed Sullivan to send the game into overtime at 57-57. Add it all up, and Edgewood surrendered an unlikely 50 points in the fourth quarter and overtime to take it on the chin. Senior guard Cooper Bybee scored 31, but unlike the Indian Creek game with 4 in double figures, no one else aided the offensive balance, although Caleb Norris and Curtis Cowden scored 16 points off the bench. It was the play of Cowden in the opening half and third quarter that actually helped the Mustangs open it up to a 13-point lead.
Joe Knows Sports.
It's Joe Smith Reports
on WGCL.
Well, she needed 14 and got 14, and here she sits this day, Indiana's 26th 1,000-point career scorer, Amanda Cahill, joining this year alone two of her teammates, Tyra Buss and Alexis Gassian, who both hit the coveted milestone earlier this season. That's a program first, by the way. And just for good measure, the Hoosier double queen recorded her 23rd career double-double last night, 13 rebounds, as the Hoosiers rolled over Stony Brook 74-60 to move to 10-3 on the year in a sweep of the two-game, two-night Florida Sunshine Classic down in Winter Park. Tyra Buss had 15, and a trio of Hoosier mates, Alexis Gassian along with Kaylee McBride and Jen Anderson, all with 10 points, so outstanding balance there. Indiana shot 61% and led by 14 at half, and shot 54% for the game. The Hoosiers had 20 assists on those 31 made baskets. Amanda, by the way, going back to the assist ledger, led that department as well with 6, as Indiana won its 6th in a row. By the way, Amanda, along with Tyra and Alexis, were named to the all-tournament team. Tyra, by the way, entered the record books as well, scoring in double figures for a 50th straight game, breaking Carna Abrams' mark of 49, which she had on the books doing that back in the mid-80s. To give you some example how consistent Tyra has been. And, you know, she's still an underclassman here, a junior. She has played 76 games and has scored in double figures in 68 of those, but now 50 consecutively.